Okay, well, just before I get into the main thing here, did you see, hear, read, or anything in the media about a May 2017 publication from New York University scientists and scientists over in Sweden, which showed that testosterone replacement therapy actually reduces the risk? That's reduces the risk of aggressive prostate cancer? I didn't see it in the newspapers, radio, or media. So how come I know about it? It was just May 2017. Well, Dr. Sherman and Hinchcliffe were here. Yeah, Holly and I were off in Brazil, where I was asked to come and give some presentations to some of the doctors there. And here's this Brazilian magazine that's talking about it. Fortunately, as I don't read Portuguese, somebody translated part of it that I needed for me, and I looked it up, and I'll be darned. A study of over 100,000 guys. If you want to find it, folks, put in Stacy Loeb, L-O-E-B, and testosterone replacement. Those four words should do. And up will come the Science News Daily article that tells us about the article that was published, of course, in a medical journal to begin with. Testosterone replacement therapy reduces the risk of aggressive prostate cancer. I didn't see that. It was published in May 2017. I didn't see it in the newspapers, hear it on the radio, television, nothing. Yes, it is online, no question. But good grief. Why are the so-called major media not telling us about that kind of stuff? Okay, well, I'll shut up about that.